Hey, happy day and make America great again day. Just another day of winning for President Trump. He sent out all the guys and he said, go arrest these cartel guys. And they did. They arrested 617 bad guys. It was a sweep across America and all the stuff that they got with it. I mean, this is crazy what goes on. And these guys, what a dangerous life. I'm talking now about the good guys. It's dangerous when you have to go out and work with the bad guys. These are bad guys like you see on television. Boomity boom, boom. They're bad and they're doing bad things. They're wrecking American lives. And Trump said, we're not going to tolerate that anymore. Fix it. And that's what's going on. They seized 480 kilograms of fentanyl powder, 2,200 kilograms of something else. I can't pronounce all these words. Over 7,500 kilograms of cocaine and then 16 kilograms of heroin. More than 714,000 pills and 420 guns, illegal guns, and $11 million in cash. This is one big sweep. And these are results. These are results that the American people better not forget. Come election time, these are the things that you have to add up. Get a big whiteboard and put it in your wall and say, check, check, check. This is what makes America great again. I'm impressed. Hey, I impress easily. But I'm impressed. Now, Trump, he does make me laugh. he wins. Watch this video. I mean, he's entertaining, but it's also real, and he's energized. Other countries should have this kind of energy. They don't. I always compare America to Mexico. Of course, they share a border, and to Canada. They share a very long border. And the Canadian leaders, they have no spark. They have no substance. And you look at Trump, he's sparky. Have a watch at this video.
We're going to win so much, you may even get tired of winning. And you'll say, please, please, it's too much winning. We can't take it anymore. Mr. President, it's too much. And I'll say, no, it isn't. We have to keep winning. We have to win more.
Well, there you go. He's not shy to tell you how it is. Hey, now in Canada, we have a thing going on with crime. It's against the law to defend yourself with a tool of any kind. And there was a police chief here, I think a year or so ago in Toronto, Canada, that said, leave your keys to your car close to the door with a sign even to make it easier for any home invaders to take your car, because we don't want you hurt. And when they break into your home, they may hurt you. You call 911, but leave the keys and everything nice and close. Now, further to that, just recently, there's a fella, he's the York Region Police Chief. His name is Jim McSween. And he's saying to the public, hey guys, don't fight back. There is a fellow just recently killed in his house. And this police guy, he just makes my head ache and makes me stutter. He says, we urge you to call 911 and do everything you can. Everything you can to keep yourself and loved ones safe until police arrive, but do not engage. Do not engage. This is a recipe for disaster. He says, you must comply with the demands of a home invader. They break into your home. You say to them, hang on, sit down, I'll make you some hot chocolate and wait for an hour because the police will be here and they will look after me. And I guess they'll take care of you as well because they might arrest you. We'll see. This is bizarre. And this is coming from police chiefs and police people. They're just nuts. I mean, good bloody grief. Somebody breaks into my house. I mean, I don't think it's phoning 911. I'd be phoning somebody, but it's certainly, I don't even think it'd be the ambulance. I think it'd be that other car, the black car that comes to pick up the bodies. They're crazy. You're entitled. You're allowed to defend yourself. Now, it just goes on and on, this stuff. Now, let's look at Trump's energy agenda. You had Biden and Biden equivalents in other countries. They all have this green stuff going on, right? Green, green, green. And let's have electric cars and so on. Anyway, here's what Trump did because he's all about drill, baby, drill. And during the long weekend that's just recently passed, it was the cheapest gasoline ever for proportionally and all this rest of the stuff when you factor in the cost of money ever for Americans, right? I mean, this is quite incredible. Canada is about close to $8 a gallon, and the average was below $3 a gallon, apparently, in the U.S. this past long weekend. So that means more disposable income for Americans, and that makes for happier faces, all kinds of things. Other countries wake up. Canada, they're working so hard because they're so woke and so green, and green, pink is what they are. Anyway, and it's not good, and hopefully it'll get corrected when you have a strong leader, because you need a leader. You look back at that video that we just played about Trump. I mean, he motivates you. He does a lot of things to you, but he does have some motivation, because yay, rah, 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 Canada doesn't have that. There's no spark. Bah. Hey, you know what? There are jumping. Keeping up now, there are millions of call centers around the world. AI agents now are finally taking over call centers. It's kind of robotic, but at least they can speak English. And this has been a real thing going on for years. Nobody can understand anybody again. And the phone, it's unbelievable. You get an American company, a Canadian company, and you phone them, your card, credit card, whatever, and for your cell bill. And there's somebody you can't understand. So now AI, I don't know that I've been a huge fan of AI, but I am if they can speak English. Hey, just saying. And the liberal said, someone stole my antidepressant. I hope they are happy. You all come back. Politically, right is right. Left is wrong. See ya.